Barbara Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 46 people were killed, 120 others wounded when bombs went through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to the Shagur neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria. This Damascus resident said Syrian security forces arrived at the explosion site soon after the first bombing happened. He said it was at home. He was at home. Suddenly people all ran out of their rooms to assist the victims and the injured Iraqis. It was confirmed that the bombs targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in that area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence here in Washington. Uniformed Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident and identified him Saturday as a 26-year-old California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. He had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. Modi personally led his party's campaign in the state, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. But in a ringing endorsement of the Indian leader, the BJP won the biggest victory. This is VOA News.